Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tens of millions of people in almost half of the states are in the path of a powerful storm. It'll drop a lot of snow and make driving dangerous. Here's CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Watches and warnings extending now from the East Coast all the way up through the plains and into the Rockies and the Canadian border.
Congestion pricing has gone into effect in Manhattan, and not everyone is on board.
We live here. We shouldn't have to pay extra to move around.
Drivers will be charged $9 once a day to enter the congested part of the city during peak hours. Jimmy Carter's body is lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son, James Earl Chip Carter III, spoke at a memorial ceremony there.
And the two of them together changed the world.
In the few days, the flag-draped coffin holding the body of the 39th president will be flown to Washington, where Carter will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before a state funeral at the National Cathedral. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies and a light northwest wind today as highs top out in the upper teens. We'll be in the upper single digits tonight with a few more clouds across the area. For Monday, mostly sunny skies return north winds with highs reaching the middle 20s. It's zero at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care, together we build better lives.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news, and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin Knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
My home is deep within you, and I've got my own place in your soul. Now when I look out through your eyes, I am young again, even though I'm growing old. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. My music makes you dance, it gets your spirit to take a chance. And if your music's from the heart, it's a real fine way to start. It's from me, it's to you, it's from you, it's to me. It's a worldwide symphony. I sing the songs that make the whole world sing. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. I sing and the whole world sings. I sing the songs of love and special things. I sing the songs that make the young girls cry. I sing the songs, I sing the songs. I am music and I sing the songs.
Jack Jones, we lost him just a few months back.
I am a sinner. I work at night. I stand in front of you, and I hold my notes up to the light. I tune up all my secrets, and I hang them on my voice. I have no other talent, I have no other choice. I am a singer. I do the ballads, I do the blues. You know, no matter what, I got a song for you to use. I step inside my feelings and I spread my story out. And when the chorus calls me, it proves without a doubt I am a singer. I remember every melody that ever danced my way from last night's solo concert to my part in a high school play. I remember every songbook that I lived through page by page, and how I came to love you once you let me on the stage. I sing your songs, I bring the words to life, and I keep the beat where it belongs. I do this for a living, but more important yet, the fun is in the giving. If you get to be a singer, I am a singer. I am a singer.
Can't afford to lose people like Jack. And here's Peggy Lee.
My dear acquaintance, it's so good to know you. For strength of your hand that's loving and giving, and a happy new year with love overflowing. With joy in our hearts for the blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer for us all who are gathered here. And a happy new year to all. Hail to those who are gathered. a happy new year to all that is living, to all that is gentle, kind, and forgiving. Raise your glass.
Oh, gee.
Sammy Davis Jr.
This song, I could not do a show without including this song. I certainly wouldn't do a show here without including it. It's very special to me.
Sammy's live in Germany, the year 1985.
And he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life, talked of life, laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles, then he danced a lick right across the cell. Grab his pants, take a better stance, jump up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he'd let go that laugh. Lord, 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 he'd let go a laugh. Shake back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, the man could dance. Told me other times he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they would travel about. His dog up and died. The dog just got old and died. After 20 years, he's still free. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky tonks.
For my tricks and tips, but most of them I spend behind me. These county bars. You see, son, I drinks a bit.
Then he shook his head. Mr. Bojangles.
jangles. Come back. We need to see you dance again. Mr. Bo, Mr. Bo, Mr. Bo Jangles.
Sammy Davis Jr., 1985, Germany. Listen to that crowd. Really was a Bojangles' Bill Robinson. In the 30s, he danced with our own Shirley Temple.
Now, Miss Long, where are you going?
I'm going home to my mother. She loves me, even if my clothes always love me.
Why, the Colonel loves you too, Miss Long. It's just because his rheumatism is bothering him that he's so cranky. My, my, you should hear the things he says to me. They would just curl your hair.
Would they really curl my hair?
Would they? You can see what they did to mine.
I don't want to go up there.
Why, everybody's got to go upstairs, Miss Lloyd, if they wants to go to bed.
I don't want to.
Look here. Will you go if I show you a brand new way how to go upstairs?
How could there be a new way to go upstairs?
Now you just watch. I went to the market for to get some beef. And the beef's on top. And I couldn't get enough. I paid $5 for a great big hog. And the hog's so fat. And I couldn't get back.
We'll be right back.
shines bright. I'm old Kentucky home, where them young folks go on the floor. Sun shines bright. I'm old Kentucky home, keep them hard times away from my door. So weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. I say that sun shines bright. I'm old Kentucky home, oh my old Kentucky home, far away.
I don't know where we're going. I have no idea of this feeling. The beginning happens freely in the current of your skin. The winter snow turned into thunderstorms. The waters rose. I was drowning in your arms. But when I woke up in the morning, I was breathing. I was breathing. Oh, I was alive. I saw another winter in your eyes. Frozen in silent moments, I watched your tireless spirit fly, soaring above the snowdrift into the midnight winter sky. When you were gone, I searched a million years. All through the night, love had disappeared. But when I woke up in the morning, you were breathing. You were right by my side. I saw another winter in your eyes. Our limits, engines blazing all the way. A warm embrace became consuming fire. Our bodies burned, melted with desire. Wakened in the morning, we were breathing. We'll never die. I've seen so many winters in your eyes.
Grassel, his own work. lives in Elmwood Park. Orson Welles.
Just why this thing should have happened at all, or why it should have happened to him, Paul Hasselman could not, of course, possibly have said, nor perhaps could it ever have occurred to him to ask. It was pleasant, possibly foolish, but above all, this thing was a secret and something to be preciously concealed. It was as if in some delightful way, his secret gave him a fortress, a wall behind which he could retreat in heavenly seclusion. All he needed to do was to think of that morning, the first morning, and then of all the others. It was only a moment or two after he had waked up, or perhaps at the moment itself, that the thing had happened. For no good reason, suddenly he had thought of the postman. Perhaps there was nothing so odd in that. After all, he heard the steps of the postman almost every morning of his life.
Christmas seems like Christmas with happy children all around. But he missed that Christmas when he was in Vietnam. Then along came Desert Storm and he lost his only son. And that war was just like his, no one really ever won. So how do you spell Christmas cheer when you're missing all the fun? A soldier spells it freedom when he's far away from home. Freedom for the masses, loneliness for some. Freedom is our way of life since our first war was won. Generals Patton to MacArthur, great men to me and you. Westmoreland, Eisenhower, Clark, Schwarzkopf, and Powell were there too. Good men who fought in battle without a general's fame. Some took their place in history, others lived with all their pain. So how do you spell Christmas cheer when you're missing all the fun? A soldier spells it freedom when he's far away from home. Freedom for the masses, loneliness for some. Freedom is our way of life since our first war one. And when we celebrate our Christmas and the holidays to come, we thank them for this privilege and the battles they have won. So to all the soldiers, with honor, love, and pride, the families who God close by their side, we dedicate this song to you this Christmas and New Year. A soldier song of Christmas, freedom through the years.
for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
The night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year
because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought put a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, and a voice soft and pure, he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day, all secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
The night sky is a dull gray-white. An opaque dust sheet floats so light. Upon the roofs and lamps and cars, it settles so softly like falling stars. It sneaks in crevices and onto windowsills, piles up in soft layers over roads and hills. Weighs down branches, envelops bark, skips and flutters across the depth of dark. With dawn, a scene of raw meringue, from bough and bridge and roof does hang, through night's deep slumber, a silent world descended, a ghostly shroud unfurled. In slow motion, life begins to show. The traffic crawls in a funeral row. Children squeal in soundless delight. Pedestrians slide in voiceless fright. A world transformed into monochrome. An aerosol sky spraying its white foam. Floating in breathless, boundless speed, submerging all with voracious greed.
Everywhere I go.
whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and the frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
Frost. And before that, the words of Nilsson, Johnny Mann, and the Singers. Tony Bennett, music from Milwaukee. Claude Thornhill. Thornhill, Tony Bennett, the music of the stars.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you.
stormy sea.
Hugo Winterhalter. Always been a fan of that orchestra. He's from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for one season. Thank you for spending New Year's Eve with us here. It's a fresh start, something to celebrate, isn't it? What is it? Just a changing of the calendar, that's all it is, but come on, it's more than that, isn't it? Signifies maybe hopes for a new year. Yeah, and I think some great New Year's toasts. Oh, that's the hard one. Or maybe even Instagram captions. Thank you. I like this quote from Albert Einstein. He said, live for today and hope for tomorrow. What's not to like? Oh, he added, learn from yesterday. David Bowie said, I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise it won't be boring. See, that's very profound. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by, CBS News. Happy New Year to all our stations. Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us, around the world. Eau Claire, WCFW. Be right back with more of the Music of the Stars. Morning, Madison, WMDX 1580. Now look at CBS News and find out what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours.
Is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's already dangerous in the plains as a huge winter storm blankets large parts of multiple states. Here's some blunt advice from Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben Gardner.
Get off the roads. Don't be on them. Because it's not good, and it might result in something really bad happening.
The storm is now moving into the Ohio Valley. It will reach the mid-Atlantic states tonight. It now costs $9 a day to drive a passenger car into the congested area of Manhattan during peak hours, says CBS's Michael Wallace.
Stuart Cohen with the San Francisco-based transportation group Transform thinks it will work, and other American cities will try it.
It's just a smart way to manage congestion.
Golden Globes on CBS tonight and streaming on Paramount+. A preview from our Deborah Rodriguez.
If you go by the nomination count, Netflix Emilia Perez could clean up. It has the most nominations, 10, followed by The Brutalist and Conclave.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.